בעזרת השם, תורה למד ג' We learned yesterday that when a man is fighting against his Yetzer Hara, means against his bad thoughts, this is all of the Yetzer Hara, bad thoughts. This is Yetzer Hara. There is no real Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, it's your bad thoughts. They try to convince you. Try to stop you from serving Hashem Yitzbarach. It's written in a midrash that calls midrash Echalot. We talked about it a few times on righteous people that made Aliyat Neshama, that they were climbing the floors of heaven from one floor to the second floor of heaven. And every floor, when they were on the doorstep of that floor, so there was a war over there to reject them, to push them out from that floor, not to let them in. And Rav Shalom once explained it from the Likutei Moran, that actually all of the angels and all of the Yetzirah, all of the Kitrugim, the judgments that there are only because that Hashem is so holy, because Hashem is so good. And the angels of Hashem Yitbarach, they don't want someone that is not worthy, not fit to get in and to hurt Hashem, and to insult Hashem, and to steal something from Hashem Yitbarach. So this is why Baal Tshuva have so many difficulties in his Tshuva process, because he is demanding to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. And those angels are saying, you're not worthy to do that. And they're starting to fight with that man. But actually, Rabbeinu is bringing that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging Am Yisrael, there is something different. What's different? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves Am Yisrael. And because that he loves Am Yisrael, so when the Yetzer Hara is saying, I want to judge them, I want to stop them, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, no, 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 I'm going to do that. I'm going to judge them. And then Hashem Yitbarach, he himself is rejecting people from getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. He is rejecting us. And by rejecting us, actually, we can learn how to get closer to him. Because the rebuke is coming out of love, like we said so many times. So, actually, all of those difficulties that we have in the Avodat Hashem, all of the bad thoughts, if you're just not going to get scared and run away from it, and you're just going to confront, deal, admit, this is me, this is my tavod, this is my lust, this is my desire, this is my midot, those are my midot, then you're going to be able to do tshuva on that. And when you're doing tshuva, you're erasing it. This is it. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that he loves Am Yisrael. He loves the trial also. This is why he have to judge us. But beyond that love to justice, to the truth, he's got love for Am Yisrael. This is why he himself dressed himself in all of those stoppings and blockings that stops us from the Avodat Hashem. So, all of those bad thoughts, if a man just going to stop for one moment and not going to get so scared, like that it's written in the book of Tehillim, Belachatz Oyev, that the enemy is coming through stress, is pushing you to stress, that you're going to come to decisions out of stress. Chipazon me'asatan, the rush is from the devil, that you, what I'm going to do? No, I have to take a decision. No, no, am I staying in the yeshiva? Or I'm leaving the yeshiva? And I start to work today? Or what? Nothing going to happen if you're going to decide tomorrow. Yetzer Hara is saying to you, you should do it now. If you're just going to say, all right, I'm doing it, no problems, whatever you say, but in 10 minutes, first I'm just reading Tikkun HaKlali and then I'm doing that, you are not going to sin. No matter which offering, whatever he's going to suggest you to do, if you're just going to wait and think about it a little bit, you are not going to do that. The power of the Yetzer Hara is to stress the man, to take him out of Yeshuvah Dat.
אין אדם חוטא אלא אם כן נכנסה בו רוח שטות. A man is not sinning until there is a spirit of nonsense that went inside to his head and he's been confused and now he's choosing something wrong. But the truth is that if you're going to take one step back and think about the things and take them through prayers, you're going to come to new understandings. Yetzer hara will not have the ability to distract your thoughts, to make you be confused at all. A lot of guys from the yeshiva, and I'm looking at the faces and I remember stories from you that you came to me and told me that you had issues and very important decisions and didn't know what to do with yourselves, and then you went to the field and came back after 6 hours, after 10 hours, after 4 hours, after 5 days of going again and again to the field with a clearer picture, with understanding. No, I think that Hashem wants me to do that now. I think Hashem wants me to do that now. And suddenly Hashem came back to the picture. When you're in stress, so it's you. You have to take a decision. Now, I have to decide. I have to choose what I'm going to do. Where is Hashem? Ah, Hashem? Someone told me that he was in Hafatza, and he talked to some person about Shalom Bayit, and he's telling him, giving him advice, and telling him things in faith from Garden of Peace, and that man told him, let's put Hashem in the side, right, for a moment. Let's put Hashem in the side. One moment, let's not talk about Hashem. Doesn't want. And then he started, but what with her, and what is she doing, and what we need to rebuke her, and she needs to work on herself also. Because Hashem is not in the picture, so now you can blame everyone, no problem. But our job is to bring Hashem back into the picture. This is why when you have a lot of things to say, this is the time to go to the field, talk to Hashem about it first, before you jump into conclusions, to decisions. Because the stress, this is the enemy. The Yetzer HaRa cannot control us at all, at all, at all. And this is what the Rabbeinu is saying. On all of that Yetzer HaRa, this is the Yetzer HaRa. The Yetzer HaRa, it's the bad thoughts. That you are saying that that day was bad, that your attributes are bad, that everything is bad. But if you're standing against those thoughts, and you're thinking positive, and you're bringing Hashem back into the picture, and you're praying to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're asking Hashem Yitbarach, so then everything looks good. And then the bad days become to be good days, and your bad attributes become to be your merits. Because actually, because of your bad midot, because of your bad behavior, because of all of your lackings, because of that you can see so fast that you're nothing, and to be humble, and to go back to Hashem Yitbarach, to ask for help. This is the fixed condition. When you know that you need Hashem, this is perfect. When you think that you don't need Hashem Yitbarach, this is all wrong. It's all crooked. And even if for that you need to fall, to filth yourself in mud, in all of the disgusting things of this world, in money, in lusts, in desires, no matter what, in honor, chasing after honor, to lie to people, no matter what, if in the end it's going to bring you to that conclusion that you are nothing, and that Hashem is one, so it was worth it. Hashem is suffering all of it and accepting all of it. All of the disgrace are for Him. He's insulted, you're not insulted, you don't even feel your disgrace. The man that he's got lust and desires, he doesn't feel. He's occupied, he's busy, he's chasing, he's hungry now, he's eating, he's laughing. So he doesn't feel the pain of his soul that is screaming from inside. But Hashem feels that. Hashem is spiritual, Hashem is beyond spiritual. Hashem is the heart of the world. Hashem is only sensitivity and kindness and all of the good midot. So, but if a man is holding himself to connect himself to Hashem Yitbarach, to connect himself to the good, to the truth, and it's not a weapon or a shita, a path to serve Hashem, but this is the truth that you have in Neshama. This is a Jew, you have a soul inside of you. So instead of ignoring it all of the time, that this is a lie, that this is not the truth, to think physical all of the time, because physical is not working. It's not working. You're not alive when you're just physical. Without a soul, you're a dead man. So you have to be aware to the fact that you have a soul. So alright, now you have a soul. Who is that soul? What is her nature? Who are you? Who are you inside? This is the question. Who am I? All of the process of tshuva, it's a process of awareness. Develop awareness to yourself. And a real awareness. If you see that the Gemara is let him push you to forget Hashem Yitbarach, so you're learning too much Gemara. You need to check. If you see that now so many halachot and you forgot the spiritual path of getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach, so you need to reduce, or that you need to add more hours of tefillah. I remember myself in the beginning of the tshuva. In my beginning of tshuva was very spiritual, mamash. It was a spiritual experience that was growing and growing from one day to the other. Every mikveh was so spiritual. Every putting tefillin was amazing. And after a while, I decided to go to yeshivot. This is it. When the light? Bye bye. No more light. Only charedim and rules. This is it. Halachot. And you start to chase after yourself, and no, I have to keep Shabbos, and we have to accept Shabbos early and before, and the wife, she doesn't have no light to keep all of those halachot. And you yourself just chasing after yourself, and you're so cruel that you don't feel that it hurts for you also. And you're beating yourself and blaming yourself and making up stories for yourself why it's okay to beat yourself and to be sad and angry and depressed all day long. And it's all a lie, it's a scam of Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara saw that you don't want to go to the left side anymore, that you're pulling to the right. He said, no problem, there is a cliff also on the right side. No problem. Take it. Strong to the right. No problem. Take it. He doesn't have no problem. And if you're going to say, all right, so a little bit to the left, you're going to be there also. He doesn't have no problems. He's always there to fight with you, to laugh at you, to make fun of you, to jump on your head. He doesn't have no problem. He enjoys it. This is his job. He likes his job. He's a real Breslover. Never gives up. Always dancing, always happy. No problems. Problem. We have a problem. But the only way that we can go out from that is by holding something that does not belong to him. This world belongs to him. This is it. It's in the hands of Sitra Achra. This is it. It's all contaminated in Tumat Met. All of the world is contaminated with Tumat Met. The only thing that is not contaminated is something that is beyond this world. It's the neshama, it's the soul. And you need to hold yourself close to your neshama, to the soul, to the neshama. And then, when you're doing that, like Rabbeinu is saying, so then the bad is being confused totally against the good days that you have. Suddenly you have an amazing day. It was an amazing day. It was a perfect day. What were you doing? Exactly like yesterday, but it was perfect. Why? Because you were looking good. You were looking in a positive way. You were appreciating your shachrit. You were happy with that you were in the mikveh. You came to the yeshiva. You learned one page, two pages, one class, two classes. And you're happy. So it was a good day. Why it was a good day? Yesterday you were totally depressed doing the same thing. It's all in the thoughts. If you let the Yetzara control your thoughts, or that you let your neshama control your thoughts. If you're looking that you have an neshama, if you remember that you have an neshama inside of yourself, you're always going to be happy. And then the letters are, how you said, stuck out?
Yeah, sticking out.
Sticking out. And they're illuminating and you can see them. It means your neshama, your name, who that you are. Because from the beginning, lo ayu meirin kol kach, they were not illuminating so much. Because they were not receiving light from above. Because your chiyut was from physical things. You were receiving your chiyut, your life, your power of life, your happiness from food, from iPhones, from computers, from furniture, from a new house, everything, from a beautiful woman. And it's all low. But when you start to feel that you have a neshama, and when your neshama is glowing, then you're happy. So then the light is coming down from heaven, and you don't need to take the light from coverings, from all of the husks and coverings that are controlled, to that stops the light, that blocks the light. This is it's all of lust and desires. It's slavery. You're a slave. You're taking something and you think that, like it's written, akonelo eved, konelo adon. If you took a slave for yourself, actually you took a master for yourself. Now you need to supply him food. You bought a car, and now you need to pay insurance. You need to pay gas. You need to you bought a house. You need to pay arnona. You need to take care of all of the problems that there is in the house. And in everything of this world, it's like that. Just only when you are serving Hashem, then you're free, because then you're happy. You're running. You're not lazy. You have powers.
Because your powers are not depends in physical things. Your powers, you receive them from inside. Like Hashem is charging your battery all of the time. Rabbi Natan, he received a blessing from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu blessed him that he will not gonna have to sleep almost at all. And really, Rabbi Natan, he was putting his head for a few seconds, few moments, and waking up, and this is it. For him, it was like a complete night. Because he received light from the Neshama. You can see that you can go to sleep for 10 hours, and it will not gonna help you. Wake up tired. And you can go up and to sleep, and you can go to sleep in another day for 2 hours, and you're waking up, you have like a horse, you can run all day long and not to be tired. Why? Because your neshama received a lot of powers. This is it. And then Rabbeinu is saying that when the letters are when a man is aware to himself, when a man can see the light that he's got from himself, Rabbeinu now is explaining what happened. Why before you weren't receiving all of that light? When the man was attached to the physical world. Ki mitchila, because before, lo ayu meirin kol kach, the letters weren't illuminating so much. Ki lo kiblu or milemala, because they were not receiving the light from above, like we said before, because you were taking your light from physical things. Kedei shelo yekablu ayemera, yoter mikedei chiyuno. And why Hashem done that? Why Hashem wasn't giving light into the neshama when we were attached to all of the physical world? Because that He knew that if we're going to do that, the bad day is going to receive more power than they should have. Means that we would take that power and using it to fulfill our lusts and desires of this world. And then we would give more power and more power and more power to this world. And then it would attack us back. It would go back to fight with us. And then we were lost. So when a man is damaging himself, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let him do that. And he hides the light from him. And when the man is starting to watch over himself and to concentrate in spiritual issues and learning Torah and working on his attributes, so then Hashem is giving more and more and more. And also we need to remind ourselves also that the main part of all of our avodah is between ben adam and chaverot, between people, between friends, because a man can decide that he's going to dedicate his life for limud Torah, for itbodeduyot, and to stay sick, to stay crazy. He's going every day for 4 or 5 hours to the field, and he's learning every day 5, 10, 12 hours, and he's not talking with no one, and his attributes are horrible, because he's just making Hashem crazy in his itbodeduyot, and he's convincing Hashem in issues and carving and making Hashem crazy. And just talking and talking and talking, Hashem. Like Rav Shalom told us on Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu, the difference between them, both of them were praying, both of them were talking to Hashem Yitzbarach, but Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem, what you want me to do, and Korach was convincing Hashem in the truth. Hashem, tell them that the truth is that Moshe is the liar, that I am the righteous man of the generation, that they should follow me, that they... it's not itbodedut at all. You're just making Hashem angry. Can you think that someone going to come to you and going to demand and demand and demand and going to convince you, no, I'm right and you should listen to me. No, but this is the truth. Listen. Bye bye. Who can listen to you? Who can stay with you? Who can hear you? So Hashem is exactly like that. Hashem also got his limits. Hashem also. You want to build a bit Knesset. You want to go to Uman. You want to... No matter what. If you're crazy, you're crazy. If you're making Hashem crazy, so you're making Hashem crazy. This is why it's written. That the man that every people loves him, this is the man that also in heaven they love him. Why? Because the face, the Malchut HaDerkia, is like the Malchut HaDe'ara. The kingship of heaven is like the kingship of this world. Everything is the same. Hashem is one above and Hashem is one over here. It's all the same. Those are faces of Hashem Yitzvarach. This is Hashem. You want to know Hashem? Look, this is Hashem. Everything, this is Hashem. This is Hashem's will. This is what that Hashem wants. You don't need to think even that maybe Hashem, no, Hashem wants me to do. What Hashem wants me to do? What that you're doing, this is what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem doesn't know. If Hashem would want you to do something else, you would do it. Hashem needs to wait. Hashem is waiting that you're going to do something. Hashem is waiting for you. Who are you? You're not exist at all. there is only Hashem. When a man is working on between people, between friends, then he can work on his midot. Because you can stay with your bad midot when you're learning Torah. And you can stay with your bad midot when you're praying in the field. You're not working on yourself. Only when your wife is rebuking you and you're standing in that. Only when you see that people are not happy from you, then you can start working on your midot. Of course, especially in the house between wife and children. But even between people. Those are the tests that really brings the man to development. Because when Hashem is testing the man, when Hashem is judging a person and testing him to see if he's worthy, like we said before, the Yetzer is saying, you're not worthy to get closer to me. And then Hashem is saying, but I want him, so I'm going to punish him. So Hashem is punishing, like we said on the court, that David HaMelech was coming to purify a woman to her husband. He's coming to judge in a positive way. He's telling you, you're not worthy, because he wants you to do the ishtadlut to get closer to him. So in all of those tests that Hashem is testing between people, those are the tests that if you're going to stand up in those tests, you're going to receive huge amounts of light. Huge, huge, huge amounts of light into your neshama. Huge amounts of light. I don't remember from which tzaddik that wrote that Eliyahu Navi received, someone asked that rabbi, how can it be that Eliyahu Navi is coming to be in few places in the same time of the Brit? Because everyone are making the Brit Milah after Shachrit, and Shachrit is in the same time, after Netzach Amar, for example. And now in two Batei Knesset, in Jerusalem and in Givatayim, they're making the Brit Milah in the same time, and Eliyahu Navi is supposed to arrive to both of them. So how can he do that? So he answered to him that because that Eliyahu HaNavi brought all of Am Yisrael to say Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, that he brought people to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, because of that he received a soul that contained all of the other souls. He becomes to be a Neshama Klalit. How you say Neshama Klalit?
General soul.
He becomes to be a general soul. So now he can come and appear inside of all of those people, that their neshama is his neshama also. Means that the sandak can be Eliyahu HaNavi. Means Eliyahu HaNavi is coming through the sandak. He's inside the sandak. Eliyahu HaNavi is in that man. He doesn't have a problem, because he's got all of those people inside of him. So from that you should learn. What can you achieve by teaching, by having students, by talking to people? If you're going to bring them to say Hashem Hu Elokim, your neshama grew. Your neshama developed. Your neshama is growing. And it's all between people. Because if there is no peace between people, you cannot teach. Even if you're going to be an amazing genius. You can be a genius and not to have no conversation with no one. And not to talk to no one. Or to have the ability to talk to people. And you can be very low. And if you love everyone, everyone's going to come to you. Because people are attracted to love and to peace and to smiles and to good character. So if you're working on your midot, so people are going to want to hear from you. They're going to have a question. They're going to think, maybe I'm going to ask him. He's nice. He's smiling all of the time. And then you're growing. And you're working on yourself and you're developing yourself. And this is what the Rav Shalom said, that each and every one of us have to open a class. A class in your house, a class in your Bet Knesset, in your neighborhood. Everyone needs to teach. Because a man cannot achieve the purpose until he's got students, until that he is passing the light to other people. To people in his neighborhood, to people in his city, to even to his family. It's not the time for you to open a class for people yet. You don't feel that you're ready. So to influence, to give to your family, to your friends, to your children, to your wife, to talk, to give from what that you learn, and also to do that in a gentle way, to see that they want to hear, to see that they have the will to accept from you, and then to give, to do that with those good midot. And now Rabbeinu is saying, "Shenitbatel hara," when the man canceled the bad, how you can cancel the bad? If you just ignore it. If you just realize that all of the bad thoughts, it's imaginations, it's yetzer hara. There are, I once talked about it with someone, there are people that they have paranoia, fear, crazy fear. And what's going on for those people? They're sitting with you in the same room, and you have a certain reality, and they're looking on a total different reality. And they have a lot of proofs, 100% proofs. They see that reality. For them, it's real. They don't have no doubt about it. And really things that are happening, if you're going to enter into their thoughts, that paranoia, that horrible fear, is real. And that man can I don't know what, can kill himself, can run away, can because of something that he saw, that for you it's not real, but for him it's 100% real. You can call him crazy if you want, but for him, there is no doubt about it at all. He sees that inside of the reality. How can it be? Only because Hashem really is endless. Only because that really, inside of the reality, even though that there is only one truth, one reality, you can contain few realities in the same time. When we're sitting here and talking now, we're all listening to the same words, we're learning the same Torah. Every one of us actually learns a different shiur. Every one of us learns a total different shiur. I'm learning a different shiur than you, you're learning a different shiur, he's learning. Why? Because you're bringing it inside your filters and change the picture totally. When we're saying something like Avraham Avinu, for me Avraham Avinu is one person, for you it's a total different person, and there is no connection at all to who that Avraham Avinu was. No connection. Maybe the real Avraham Avinu was containing all of this, and oh, maybe also we're all wrong and we don't grab Avraham Avinu at all. So the truth is that Hashem is so deep, and it all depends in your thoughts. How that you're going to achieve Hashem Yitbarach, it's only kefuma dimshar belibe, as that you're going to estimate it inside of your heart. How much you're going to evaluate it, perceived it in your heart. Means that you need to work on your heart to purify it. And to work on your heart to purify it, for that you need to give. You need to help. You need to not to be selfish. The heart has got two options, or that he is receiving or that he is giving. And you need to be in that part that gives. To give and to give and to give, and then you're purifying your heart. If you just want to receive and to receive and to receive, so you have lachatz dam gavua, high pressure. How you say that?
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure. And then you're getting crazy. You're all stressed and you don't know and you're not happy, and always you need more and you need more and you're never satisfied, and because you always want to receive. But if you're giving and you're giving and you're giving, you have an amazing satisfaction. And the satisfaction of giving is a lot higher than the strongest satisfaction of receiving. Because from receiving, you always receive shame also. Also you feel shame. Even if you now need the I don't know what, you're praying on something, on a house, on a shidduch, even if you, now you received it, it comes with a shame. It comes with a shame. Something, few times I saw that the people came to me with a complaint that they don't know what to do, that everything is good, and they're not happy. Everything is perfect, and they're not happy. Why you're not happy? There is only one answer, because you're not giving enough. If you will give, you will be happy, because you receive and receive and receive, so you're not happy, because even if you received everything, you cannot be happy until you're going to give. This is a male, this is the nature of the male, of Mashpia, Zachar Mashpia. Also something that's very important, like that you should understand, that people have different natures. Means in Shalom Bayit, you have a certain job, your wife, she's got a totally different job. And no matter how much you're going to try, that she's going to be Mashpia, you need her to tell you compliments, you need her to honor you, to give you support and love and confidence and I don't know what. You're forcing her to be something against her nature, and she will never going to be able to stand in your standards, in your will. Never. It's not her nature. And if she's going to try, this is the worst condition of them all, because then she's going to fall after 3 months of holding on, 5 years, 10 years, I don't know. In the end, she's going to crash. She's going to feel that she never was herself, and that she never took care of herself, and she always had to be there for someone else. She's going to hate her life because she's not herself. Because you forced her to be a man. You forced her to be with the nature of a male, that influence, that give. And she just needs to receive.
You want to have Shalom Bayit, you need to understand. You need to give, and 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 to give. And it's never going to end. Always. If you're going to be wise, you're going to understand that this is your job, and you're going to dedicate few hours a day to do that, few phone calls to do that, few conversations to do that, every day, and prayers, and whatever it takes, and then you're going to have it. But if you're not, so always she's going to feel that she needs you, and that you're not giving enough, because you don't want to give, because you want to receive. But if you're going to start giving, 1 hour is going to be enough. Because you're going to give and give and give and give and give, and this is it, and it's enough, and she's full. Her vessels also can contain a certain amount. It's not, if for years you're starving her, so alright, maybe in the first years it's going to take a while. If she's got her traumas, you need to understand that she needs more than a normal person, than a normal woman. Alright. But after a while, that you're going to give, and you're going to support, and you're going to love, and you're going to give her that confidence that you're always there, it's going to balance. For some people it takes 1 year, for some people it takes 5 years. It depends on the wife, it depends on the husband. For other people it takes 12 years. Everyone in his level, there are people that for them it's a tikkun for life. But what do you care? If you're here to serve Hashem in box, you don't care. Like we said so many times, a good soldier, he doesn't care if he's fighting or if he's cleaning toilets. He doesn't care. He wants to listen to the commander. What is my job today? What do you want me to do? He's telling him, go clean the toilet. He's running to clean the toilet. He doesn't care. If this is my job and I'm a good soldier, loyal to my commander, I'm running. I don't care at all what is the... I need to fulfill my job. I need to fulfill my obligations, and this is it. So today Hashem wants you to learn Torah. Great, tomorrow Hashem wants you to take your family to the zoo. It's the same for you. For you, it's supposed to be the same. If you rather to be in the Beit Midrash, it means you're selfish. It means that you're selfish. It means that you don't understand what Hashem wants from you, that you're not checking. That you're deciding, no, Hashem wants me to learn Torah. How do you know? Hashem said that you need to learn Torah, but Hashem also said Shalom Bayit. Hashem also said that you need to teach your children. And if your children will be forced to go in a certain path with too much power, with too much anger, with too much of what that you're giving them all of the time, they were not going to hold on. They're going to fall. And if they're going to fall, it's going to be only one person to blame. It's you. That you were not taking them to the zoo, were not sitting building puzzles with them, playing with them, taking them to the park, and I don't know what. If your children needs that, so they need it. If you brought Rabbi Yoshua Cohen to the world, and you have holy children that doesn't look for nothing, great! Don't stop him from learning and drag him to the zoo. No one told you to take him out from the Talmud Torah, from school to the zoo. No! But if you see that he needs a break, he needs to run, he needs something, so you need to be there for him. You want him to go and wander in the streets, you know what's going on in the streets? Same friends that you had, he will have their children, even worse. Your friend's children, you want them to come to visit? I don't want them to come to visit. They're on their way, be careful. And now, when the bed is cancelled, that the man sees that it's all good, that you have a complete faith in the name of Hashem Yitbarach, that it's all good, that Hashem, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, that the name of Hashem Yitbarach is love, that the name of Hashem Yitbarach is peace, that in everything is love, everything is peace, everything is good. So suddenly you have only the letters of the Torah inside, only letters of the Torah. Azay mekablin or rav milemana, and they're receiving huge amounts of light from above. It means that even 2 verses, 5 verses that you learn, gonna illuminate so much. The light of your neshama is gonna glow. This is why we can hear stories from the Gemara is telling on one Hasid that he was learning only Masechet Chagiga. He had only Masechet Chagiga. Can you think about it? Which horrible sorrow it can be for someone that wants to learn all Shas to have only Masechet Chagiga. Finish Masechet Chagiga. This is it. Finish. Now, alright, I'm going to learn it again. Great. Again. Finish. This is it. He knows it all by heart. This is it, with all of them Farshim, all of Rashi, all of Tosfot. He feels hunger now. He feels dry. He wants to learn more. Another Masechet, what's going on? Masechet Brachot, Masechet Shabbat, all of the Masechtot, all of Shas. But because he's connected to the physical side of the Torah. But if you're going to be connected to the spiritual side of the Torah, inside of Masechet Chagigah, you're going to find all of the Torah. You're going to find endless, infinity. You're going to find Hashem Yitbarach, and then you can read Masechet Chagigah thousands on thousands on thousands, billions times. I don't know what. No number. Forever. It's Masechet Chagigah. It's a celebration. It's a Chagigah. You're learning and learning and learning and learning, and it never ends. And Bet Midrash Belo Chidush. Every time you're going to find a Chidush and another Chidush, it's Torah. This is also a secret on Shalom Bayit. Like we said yesterday, that the Torah and your wife is the same thing. Why a husband doesn't have time for his wife? And he doesn't... I heard that again already. And we talked about it. And why you don't have patience? Why? Because you love the physical side of your wife. And it's not changing enough according to your lusts and desires. And it's not interesting enough for you. But if you're going to observe and look on the spiritual side of your wife, on her neshama, so you're going to see a very interesting woman every day that is changing. And every day she's going through something else. And it's pleasant for you to see it and talk to her and to spend time with her and to listen to her. And you're going to look and going to realize and going to appreciate her spiritual beauty. And not the lie of physical beauty that just can go down. Just can go down with the age. This is it. It's a physical thing that goes down. If you're attracted to physical. But if you're attracted to spiritual, to her neshama, she's interesting and she's growing and she's developing. Just that you don't have the merit to see that. This is the pain. This is the sorrow that you don't see that. And why you don't see that? Because you're stuck in the coverings, in the clothes that she's wearing, in the body that she's wearing, and you're stuck. And you're stuck in the physical world and you don't know who is your wife at all. If really what it was important to you was the soul of your wife, you wouldn't think about what that she's wearing and how that she looks and how that she, I don't know what. She's fat or thin or tall or short or I don't know what. It's all lust. It's all desires. It's all distractions. It's all stupidity. It's all very, very, very thick covering that covers the light of Hashem Yitbarach from you. And Rabbeinu is saying that this is the main thing that cancels the man from faith. Lust for women. This is the strongest lust of them all. And when a man is connected to that, to the physical side, his will is dead. His will is dead and his happiness is dead and his ability to understand the Torah is dead. Dead! In the Chassidut, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov in few books are writing that the tum'ah, contamination of the dead, it's ta'avat ni'uf, it's lust for women. Ta'avat ni'uf, this is tum'at met. You're a dead man, this is it, you're dead. You're chasing after lust, stupid lusts and desires, and you satisfy yourself from imaginations. Something, a man that lives through that crazy imagination can satisfy himself. He doesn't need even a woman. Sick people are going and doing filthy things. You can see that in the other side of the road, other side of the sick people doing crazy acts. People with lusts and desires are doing horrible things. Forcing other people, raping, abusing children, and going to be with animals and satisfy themselves like sick. How can he do that? Because he lets his lust to grow and to grow and to grow and it's going like a beast, like an animal. Eating and ruining and breaking everything. Doesn't have no borders like a bull. Gores another gate and another fence and breaking to another door and going... You need to shoot him to kill, to stop him. Nothing can help. No education, no conversations. This is too much met. He's contaminated, he's dead. He's not aware of the fact that he's dead. All of lusts and desires are eating him from inside. All of the demons that he's buying and chasing after them, and they're eating him from inside.
people also blow themselves up for virgins.
For what?
For virgins,
yes, exactly, exactly. This is their heaven. This is their heaven. This is what they want. It's heaven for them. It's heaven. Rav Shalom is saying, we're praying that Hashem is going to give us another clean day, another week, another month, clean month. Rav Shalom said that when he learned once with Rav Berland, a certain Tosfot, I don't know where is it, in the Gemara Kedoshah. And over there in the Tosfot is saying that he's connecting between Mitzvat Onah to Mitzvat V'simech Et Ishto. To Mitzvat Onah is that you have an obligation to be with your wife when she wants you, and they have another obligation of Mitzvat HaSimcha, that you have to make your wife happy. Two different mitzvot. Rav Shalom asked Rav Berland, is it true that if you made her happy, you don't have the obligation of Mitzvat Onah? You don't need to be with her if she's happy. If she's happy, she doesn't want you at all, she's happy. So then you don't have the obligation of Mitzvat Onah. So it means that if the woman is not falling to sadness, she's just happy, she doesn't need you at all. And Rav Berland told him, it's true. This is the right chidush. And you can see that in life. All of that lust and desire is coming only through sadness, only because of sadness. He's not happy, so he needs to satisfy himself, to make himself crazy. And it's pushing him lower and lower and lower and lower, and the wife even more falling than him, because it's not even her nature. She doesn't even have that lust and desire. A woman, she just needs to feel that her husband, he loves her. So for that, to love her, really to love her, it's not physical at all. And you can give her that feeling with no physical connection at all. With compliments and compliments. I remember I read one book, someone that was a Baal Tshuva, he told his Tshuva process, and he said that one time he was in a rabbi's house, and he said, I never seen a sight like that for Shabbos. And he said, I never seen a sight like that in my life. He said, the love that was between that couple, the rabbi and his wife, was something that I never saw in my life, and they haven't even looked at each other during the meal, during the Seudah. Just he felt the love that was between them. It was perfect between them. Never. One time the son of Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichov, he the wife of Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichov, she was supposed to give Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichov the cup of wine of Kiddush, and the son, he took it. And the son, he took the cup and gave it to his father. His father, Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichov, told his son, you ruined the yichud between my wife and me. This was the yichud, that she gives him the cup of wine. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was sitting with his wife once a year in the eve of Pesach, Leila Seder, in a table that was, you don't know how many meters was. She was in one side, he was in the other side. This was the only one time in a year that Rabbeinu was sitting with her in the place, in the same room. In Shabbos, Rabbeinu was eating alone in his room. Righteous people that know how to give their wives everything. They know how to give their wives happiness and joy. And the wives, they don't need all of the lasting desires. They don't need all of that. All of that light that the neshama is going to glow from inside, it's only when you're sacrificing yourself. When you're giving from yourself, from your time, from your wisdom, against your nature, against your lack of patience, that you're always in a rush, always you have to do more things and to achieve and to learn and to pray, and it's all imaginations. If you're going to sacrifice from yourself, you're going to grow so many times more, so many times more, so many times more that you can never understand. Rav Shalom said that Rabbi David Chaim Stern told him that every level that he achieved, all of the level that he achieved, it's only because of his effort in Shalom Bayit. Only because of that. And there is a Kabbalah that also Rabbeinu is like that. I know what you're thinking. I think I know what you're thinking. And then, when the letters of the Torah are coming out and he sees it from inside, you receive a lot of light from above. The neshama is glowing and you're happy. And you don't need nothing from this world anymore. You don't need nothing. You're not a slave anymore. You're a free man. Rabbeinu is saying that it's 1:05. So it's 1:05. Thank you very much.